T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Heyman joins us now. And, John, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
Hanging
good.
In there, brother.
I guess the first question, John, is how did baseball allow the Marlins to play yesterday if all this was going on?
That's a good question. You know, the rules are you get tested every other day. And as far as they knew yesterday, they've gotten some results back. I believe on Friday that suggested that there were 4 positives and the other guys were not positive. So, you know, I guess they figured that those were the 4 that either got COVID on the road in Atlanta, on the way to Philly, in Philly, and the other ones were negative. They were kind of they felt maybe they shouldn't have been, but they felt blindsided by 11 more positives coming in. Now we've got it's hard for me to keep count, 9 Jeez. And 5. We have 9 players and 5 staff or traveling workers. A couple of them are coaches and staff, so there are 14 now. So there's 10,
wow.
10 new ones. It's a lot. It's a bit of a shocker. I don't think they expected this.
Do you get any sense, John, that they may change some of the protocols to, you know, that 2 days, obviously a lot can happen, and the efficacy of some of these tests might not be the same as others, and some of these facilities might be faster than others. Do you think there might be some chatter about trying to tighten it up or making it daily, or at least for some teams that seem to be more inundated with it than others?
Yeah, well, MLB is in consultation with the union at all times, and there are going to be changes at different times. They're going to adjust to whatever issue we have, and right now the Marlins are an issue. So my understanding is they'll be tested every day, at least for now, instead of every other day. You know, obviously the criticism could be that maybe everybody should have been tested every day to begin with. Of course, we don't have a multitude of tests or enough tests, a plethora of tests in the country. I think MLB was sensitive to being criticized for testing too much compared to what everybody else has got going on in the United States. Some people are waiting several days or a week or more for their results and waiting on long lines. And, you know, MLB thought every other day would be good enough. And, you know, they might have to reevaluate. They certainly will with the Marlins. They're going to be tested every day, at least for the foreseeable future, I believe.
Talking to Radio.com, MLB insider John Heyman. It's Inside Access on a Monday. John, and we wait to hear about the Phillies because, obviously, it doesn't sound like there's any thought about canceling the season, but what happens if we have an outbreak with the Phillies as well?
Yeah, I mean, that would be very bad news. They're all being tested over yesterday and today, and we're going to find out how they do. You know, Ramirez and Cooper were 2 of the positives with the Marlins. They were both on first base the day before yesterday, standing there with Rhys Hoskins. Other people noticed there was some fraternizing with players who were presumed to be negative and turned out not to be. So I think there's definitely concern for the Phillies. Everybody, players and staff, has been tested, and they should have the results by late tonight. If the results are good, that is to say negative, the Phillies will be able to play the Yankees. They're fumigating that visiting clubhouse as we speak and have been doing it all day so the Yankees can go in. But it certainly is concerning for everybody involved, certainly the Marlins, but then the other teams that are involved with the Marlins, the Orioles who are going to play the Marlins, the Yankees who are moving into the clubhouse where they were, and the Phillies who just played the Marlins.
We're talking to Radio.com MLB insider John Heyman on Inside Access. John, I'm not sure if this came up in the conference call that the owners have today that they're having every Monday, but you kind of mentioned it, fraternizing. There were teams high-fiving. There were teams that seemed to be blurring the lines or maybe crossing the lines in what's supposed to and not supposed to happen. Could you see more enforcement of that coming or them telling umpires to, hey, when you see something, say something, break it up, give a warning, and then after that, maybe, you know, there's other consequences?
Yeah, they've been good about the no fighting and the no spitting, but the high-fiving, they haven't gotten that out of the game yet. Low-fiving, high-fiving, been far too much of that. The grand slam that Olsen hit, there was a big gathering at home plate. All the A's were involved. That was not good. You know, it's part of the game, the emotion of the game, and I had people telling me going in this was going to be the biggest problem. It may be a problem in the clubhouse, too. We don't see it because there are no writers in there. But on the field, it's there for everybody to see. I don't think the high-fiving and low-fiving is worth doing, even if you're wearing batting gloves. Just don't do it. It's hard for them to remember not to somehow. They remember not to spit. I haven't seen a lot of spitting.
Yeah.
But the fiving, they can't help themselves, it seems.
John, let's move forward, assuming we're going to move forward as a league. What are the Marlins going to do to field a baseball team?
Yeah.
I know there's some talk that they may come to Baltimore and play tomorrow possibly, but they're supposed to play Wednesday, Thursday. Who are going to play for them?
It's an excellent question. We know who four of the positives were, and they've got five more, so that's nine off their 30-man roster. So they're nine short. They have a satellite alternate site in Jupiter where they've got players. They do have prospects. Many of them are young, and
right.
They might be good, but they're not ready. They did claim a player I saw today, on a pitcher on the waiver wire. They're out looking for major league quality players. They're going to put a team on the field. It probably won't be the worst team. There are probably a couple teams worse than them still, but it's not going to be a great team. We'll say that because, obviously you lose Harold Ramirez, the right fielder. You lose Garrett Cooper, the first baseman. You lose Urania, their starting pitcher. And you've already lost Alfaro. That's four good ones. And then there are five more. We're going to see who they are. They're going to be at a deficit. They're in a tough spot. Now, they did kill the Phillies yesterday with a depleted team. It depends on the competition, obviously, the Orioles are next on the agenda. And, maybe that'll be a fair fight. But, eventually they have to play the Yankees and the Braves and the Nats. And it's going to be tough doing that with a depleted roster for a rebuilding team.
Well, given the numbers game they're in already this early, and we don't even know the full, we'll have to see a few more days of testing till we know if it's getting worse or getting better. And I'm sure they're not in a hurry to speed up the clock of Jazz Chisholm or J.J. Bleda or, anybody like that. Could this lend more merit to that idea that was out there about putting a bunch of 4A free agents in Nashville so that there's a pool of available talent if we literally hit, sort of crisis mode from a roster standpoint?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, they each team took 60 players. They understood the situation as best they could and knew that they wanted to have their top prospects so they have to keep an eye on them and know that they're going to be playing against reasonable other players, equal talent, and they needed to have some players that were ready to go. Now, the Marlins don't have as many at the upper levels as many other teams, but they have some. If it gets worse, you might have a point. We might have to do something else, but there are still free agents they can reach out to. There are guys on the waiver wire. I mean, we still have Puig, Cargo, Liriano. There's still some free agents that still have not found homes yet. they may have to start signing them up at some point here pretty soon.
John, let's move to another story. So Justin Verlander, it sounded like he was out for the year. Now he says he's not out for the year. It can't be good if there was even talk that he could be out for the year.
Not good. I agree. Forearm strain never is good. I mean, it doesn't always mean you need Tommy John, but usually it means you're out for several weeks. And they've said only two. I guess they're hoping for the best. It's a short season. We only have eight or nine weeks left. So, you know, they're hoping that he can pitch the last month. There's no guarantees. He's just saying that he has a chance to come back. He's not giving up hope, and that's fine, good for him, but it's certainly not a good situation. And they'd already lost Cole, obviously, and right now they're relying on Josh James, who was a reliever last year, and Framber Valdez, who is a young guy, and they're not going to be the juggernaut that people thought if they don't have Justin Verlander. That rotation is a big question.
Well, and John, staying in that division, I talked about it a little earlier in the show. I watched all of the Angels A's game yesterday, and I know it can be tough. Your first time back on the mound after Tommy John, and especially for Ohtani, given that he hit last year and didn't pitch, and all that. But how concerned should the Angels be? I'm sure long-term he's going to be fine, but they're trying to compete. They probably see an opening with the Astros in distress, and he didn't look like he was close.
No. I mean, I hate to be concerned about everything, but I'd be concerned about that too. I mean, coming off of Tommy John, frequently you have some control issues, and that certainly was the biggest issue that he had, I guess. I mean, I guess you could rank the issues.
Yeah.
But he was throwing 93 miles an hour, which is an average major league fastball, but he's normally up to 99 or 100. You know, they can say all they want about how it was just the first start or whatever, but that was pretty terrible. I didn't get one out. Walked three, I think, and give up two hits. Pretty concerning for the Angels. And Rendon's still out. He should be back maybe tomorrow or the next day. They should have a great lineup when he's back, but they just have one pitching injury after another. It's good they got a nice start from Dylan Bundy. That was a big plus for them. But, the injury list is long in Major League Baseball for pitchers, but it's particularly long for the Angels. They have worse luck than anybody in terms of pitching injuries.
John Heyman, I hope at some point we can actually talk just baseball, but I want to finish where we started a little bit. In light of what's going on with the Marlins, are you concerned that we're going to have more opt-outs this season?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. I mean, I'm concerned about everything today. I think that it's startling to have 14 positive tests and 9 out of 30% of a roster. If it continues, certainly we will. I would say that there's a chance of it. I saw Josh Lindblom from the Brewers suggest that he felt that there would be more now, and I kind of agree with him. We were going into the season, it was looking good. There were six positive tests in that week leading in and five players, and six positive tests looks pretty good now that we have 14 with the Marlins, double that for one team.
John Heyman, as always, thank you so much for your time. As I said, hopefully this gets turned around and we can actually talk just baseball the next time.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, good talking to you guys.
See Thanks, bud.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.